Alright, guys, let's talk about something that's super important, something we all struggle with from time to time. Confidence. Not just that fake it till you make it kind of confidence either. I'm talking about the real deal. The kind that comes from knowing your worth and trusting in your abilities. Ever feel like you're playing small? Like you're holding back on something because you're not sure if you're good enough? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen, I'm here to tell you that confidence is a skill, just like anything else. And the best part? You can absolutely learn and build it. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Building real confidence takes work, dedication, and a little bit of self-reflection. But trust me, the payoff is huge. When you believe in yourself, when you know your skills and abilities are valuable, everything changes. You start taking risks, you pursue your goals with more passion, and you attract amazing opportunities into your life. So how do we get there? How do we build this unshakable confidence that propels us forward? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Own your strengths. What are you really good at? What comes naturally to you? Maybe it's problem solving, maybe it's creativity, or maybe it's simply your ability to connect with people. Whatever it is, write it down, own it, and celebrate it. When you know your strengths, you can start focusing on them and building on them. It's like investing in something that's already got a good foundation. It's smart, right? 2. Challenge negative self-talk. This is a big one, guys. We all have that inner critic, that voice that whispers doubts and fears. But listen, you've got to learn to silence that noise. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? And most importantly, what would I say to a friend who was having this thought? You wouldn't be so harsh on them, right? So why are you being so tough on yourself? 3. Step outside your comfort zone. Ever notice how the things that scare us sometimes end up being the most rewarding? Growth happens when we push ourselves, when we try something new and potentially fail. That's okay. Failure is just feedback. It's an opportunity to learn, to adjust, and to come back stronger. So take a chance, go for that promotion you've been eyeing, or finally start that project you've been putting off. 4. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every accomplishment deserves recognition. Did you nail a presentation? Did you finish a tough workout? Did you simply get out of bed and face the day? Give yourself credit for those wins. Acknowledge your efforts and celebrate your progress. It keeps you motivated and reinforces that belief in yourself. 5. Surround yourself with positive people. Your environment has a huge impact on your confidence. Spend time with people who lift you up, who believe in you, and who encourage you to be your best self. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly put you down or make you feel inadequate. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who celebrate your success and support your growth. Let me tell you a story about this. I had this friend, Mark, who was incredibly talented at graphic design. He could literally create masterpieces with just a few clicks of the mouse. But here's the thing, Mark constantly doubted himself. He'd say things like, "Anyone could do what I do," or, "My work is nothing special." He wouldn't even apply for jobs because he was convinced he wasn't good enough. I remember having a conversation with him one day and telling him, "Mark, you're seriously talented. Why are you letting these negative thoughts hold you back?" He looked at me and said, "It's just easier this way." Easier? Easier to live with potential than to actually chase it? Not for me. I urged him to start applying for jobs, to showcase his talent, and to stop comparing himself to others. And guess what? He did, and things changed drastically. He started landing freelance gigs, building a strong portfolio, and getting recognized for his incredible work. He even landed a dream job at a top design firm. The best part? He finally started believing in himself. So remember, guys, confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about knowing your worth, trusting your abilities, and taking action. It's about owning your strengths, challenging those negative voices, and celebrating every victory along the way. Now go out there, own your greatness, and let the world see what you're capable of. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little boost of confidence. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep shining bright, guys.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.